Good morning, everyone, from a very sunny Sussex. We're just getting up. I don't know what time it is. Something to nine. I'm just waiting for Obi. We're just getting dressed. Well, I'm dressed. I'm going to go down to breakfast. Well, I've got to take Niall out first. I finally got to sleep at something after four. I woke up just after seven and I went back to sleep till 7:50. So I didn't have the greatest of sleeps, but at least I had something, and it was, the bed's really comfortable. It's a lovely bed. It's probably not quite, we're used to a king size. He said it's a single, but it isn't. It's just a normal double, and we're not used to that. I didn't think a king size bed was a lot bigger than an ordinary one. An ordinary double bed, but it obviously is. But we were all right. It's just that when I can't sleep, I move around a lot, and his legs were splayed everywhere, and I just keep saying, move, put your legs down. And, excuse me. Niall's walking around with his lead in his mouth, waiting to go. So I'll pause this and I'll come back when we're downstairs. Don't think I do. Right, come on, Niall, let's go. Have you got the key, darling? It's on the table there. Let you go of your lead. Let's go. Come on. You're going to be too hot in that coat.
I'll get you, I'll take it off.
Whoops. Sit. Good boy.
No, you walk now.
Come. I'm not putting his harness on, I don't think. Huh? Oh, you put it on. Take it off the back of the door.
Yeah.
Now turn it over so that it's facing, so please service my room or whatever it says. Then hang it on the outside handle. Okay. That's it. No, not that way, that's the fire exit.
Good morning.
Right,
just gonna go. I'll take it off for a walk.
Yeah, no problem.
Ask. Where do we put this?
Are you scared of dogs?
Sorry.
Are you scared of dogs?
No. I'm just moving out your way.
You were already up there.
No. I'm just moving out your way.
Ask them where we put.
Oh, God bless you.
Darling,
just come up. Sorry about that.
Bean.
No, that's fine.
Sorry.
Come down first.
Darling,
all right, the bean. Bean.
Dog waste bean. Have you got
happy
one?
Happy morning
to you.
You
know, with the big brown. Did you go out of here? Yeah.
Right.
Big brown shed. The gates.
Yeah.
There should be a bin there on that wall there.
Is it the gates came true?
Huh?
When we got here, the gates came in.
The gates came
through.
Where you come through the driveway.
Yeah.
Literally, as you're coming through, on that right there, there's a wall with loads of trees and grain.
Okay.
There's a waste bin there.
All right, thank you. Sit. Good boy, come. I'll make him sit at these steps because they're big. Sit. Even when he hasn't got his harness on, come. They're not the sort of thing I would want to fall down.
That's a small wonder.
Come, good boy.
Morning. Shall we check the... Oh, let's take it out here.
Yeah, let's take it. We might not need it yet.
Small depression there. That's it.
Oh, it's a beautiful sunny morning. And it smells of countryside. It smells of farmland.
I don't even know the difference, I mean. Oh, I should have left the key with him, I think.
Yeah, go and put the phone. Oh, we're only going to be a minute, aren't we? We'd hear if it's a fire.
I'll just go put it in case I want to
It's more in case there's a fire or something. But we'd hear the alarm if it... Huh? No! God! They might be, though. There's a bit of a breeze. It's a little bit chilly when it blows. I haven't got a coat on.
That might be the show, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, it might be. That, you know that...
I'm going to ask her, but I said you're going to say it's rude, right?
No, you don't have to. That's not rude. That Harriet was the one that was. We had a bit of trouble with on the phone. Do you remember?
Was she the one?
Yeah. I laughed when we got there and she said, it's Harriet. And I thought, no.
Oh, boy, she was quite nice.
Oh, no, she was really nice. Maybe she was just having an off day.
Yeah, that happens when you're on the gate. Sometimes I'm on the gate, right?
Yeah.
I've been there for a while. I'm not really horrible to people, but I'm not giving them the best like I would give them normally. And then
I think it's because we kept messing her about, I think.
It just hits me like, oh, God, what's wrong with me?
Has the sun gone in?
No, we're in the trees and all that.
I can let him off now, can't I?
Yeah, of course.
Is there a fence between here and the road? Or
We can't get down there. Okay. We're up. The road is down.
Can you just hold that a sec, please?
What? Audible. I don't touch that thing. You know what I mean?
Darling, wait, just do it for me, come on. Go on, then off you go. Watch him now, though. Thank you. I'm sure he's going to go and do a great big wee.
Hold on for him, I do know. Yeah, that's what he's doing first.
Poor little thing. He must have been dying to go.
There's a car
good
coming.
Good boy. What, in here?
Yeah.
Well, they can see him, can't they?
Oh, you want to go in his wee? Let's turn the corner for the car to go by. Go forward a bit, darling.
Where are they going? To the car park?
Yeah. Small depression there. Small one. See that one?
Yeah.
He's doing another wee again.
He must have been really dying to go. Oh, Lyle. Oh, shut up. What's it talking for? Oh, he was really dying to go, wasn't he? He's still going.
Well, he didn't drink much water yesterday, actually.
No, he didn't. Not that I know of. I suppose.
Small depression there. Small one. I said. It's going to say hello to the lady at the bus.
Come on.
Let him have a turn, darling. Yeah, happy morning to you.
Everybody likes dogs, darling.
Yeah, but he's not even walking. He goes to say, come on.
No, I know. It's just some people don't like it, that's all.
She was happy patting him.
Oh, well, I didn't know that, did I?
If it was, I'll tell you that. Oh, no, she doesn't like it. I'll tell you, I'll call him back, something like that.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, I didn't say anything bad. That's nothing bad. I said, come on. She was all right, wasn't she? Because he went up to her, but some
people... country folks down here, they're really nice, actually.
They seem to be quite friendly, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, no, that there is the shit.
Here we go. Well, let me get my bag. That's coming soon after. Is that better?
Let's leave it for a while. I guess he does on that one again.
He's come back to us. I think that's like, much like saying I've finished.
I've finished. Go pack it up, boys.
Go on, pack it up. Give me my effing breakfast. He said, I suppose you're going to go and stuff your faces before I have mine.
That was very well
behaved. Good boy.
There's so much you're putting about rotten pregnant food.
Shut up.
Nigga, so slavery.
It wouldn't be much good as a slave.
He
expects to have slaves.
He's going
to
be in chains and learn how to be a slave.
No, I'm going to be slaved upon. You are my slaves. He thinks we're his slaves. Do you know where it is?
What?
You know where to come back for it.
Yeah, I know where. See, just over there. Let's do a nigger's car down there. He come back and I see the shit. Saying hello.
Oh, maybe you're right. They got in and trod in here.
Hello, you're right.
We are going to pick it up. He probably will do more the next time we bring him out because he's had two lots of food. You see what I mean?
You remember this spot, though?
What do you mean?
This is where we came yesterday, remember? This is the second
part. Oh, yeah, the circle bit, yeah.
Just a big circle bit. No entry or exit. Oh, nigga, it's doing a piece again. Oh, I think that's marking, actually. When there is one,
yeah.
There, that's marking.
And when he's just marking his territory. He's actually like leaving his card in case any nice girls come. Yeah, I'm middle-aged, but I'm in the market. I'm single. I'm young, free and single, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, single, rugged and mingled. Anyone that wants a tango.
That's what you put shit like that on Facebook. I remember you seeing something like that you put on there when I first knew you.
Single.
Resident mingle.
Anyone that wants a
arsehole. I looked on your Facebook wall.
It's a bit...
uneven.
I guess a bit muddy down there.
Huh? A bit muddy? Well, when we'll go we'll ask if we can find a walk right through the woods later.
There's got to be somewhere.
There must be. She said there's... Harriet said there's some nice walks around here. Yeah, it's a bit muddy there. It's a bit...
You're all, Mum.
He feels free now. He's got rid of all that. This is the life, isn't it, Niall?
It's a bit of mud there. This way.
I wonder what Tooth Tooth's doing. Are we in the shade or is the sun going in?
Yeah, that's what Papa's put. Flip it open a bit.
You better wash your hands afterwards. There must be some public toilets downstairs somewhere, I think. Is it a lot?
That's red hot.
Boy, it blooming stinks. Thanks for doing that, darling. I'm sure there's some people listening think that I should do it myself. I would do if he was on the lead and I knew where it was. But it would be hard to find here. You could show me where it is, but I thank you that you did it for me.
Where is it?
Oh, Niall!
There it is.
I haven't got an issue with picking up crap, actually, at all, but...
That's steaming hot. It smells real hot, you know what I mean?
It just stinks. Sorry, Audio Boo.
Car park disclaimer. The management cannot accept any liability for loss or damage caused to any vehicle or its contents while parking the car park. Vehicles are left entirely at the owner's risk.
These places like to shirk their... Make sure that we're aware that they're not responsible for anything, don't they?
Oh, man. Can't blame them, really.
No, of course you can't. But... Smell the air. Take a deep breath. Can you smell the farmland, like animals?
Honestly, I don't know the difference.
Oh, that smell. I love that smell. It's the smell of herbivores.
I'll go take a swim or something later. Before we go look for a walk or something, I'll go.
Okay.
Yo!
Come on! That was an alarm call. Did you hear that
there?
Very
nice. Range Rover's back here.
Very nice.
The plate number says me G.
How do you spell it?
M-I space G-double-E. Me G. That's like saying my G.
I know. That sounds like something a black person would have, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You're the only black person here. I told you would be. When you get down into this part of Kent and Sussex, away from London, it's very white. Well-to-do.
Nice in front of us, walking in front of us. Well, very well behaved, you know what I mean?
Oh, he is very well behaved. So that's the really good thing about Niall, is that even when he goes somewhere different, he still behaves the same. Not all dogs are like that. My last dog, she would be so excited now. She'd be whining, she'd be pulling on the lead, she would make it miserable. And when she was guiding me, because she's so excited, I feel like she wasn't really concentrating properly. But ever since I had him, it's not just because he's not so young anymore, he's always been the same. He's always been reliable. I can rely on him to behave just as he does at home.
I'm looking for the bin, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah. She said it was where there's a load of trees and a wall. Green, something green.
No.
Niall, come here.
On. I think it's this way. There's no bin there, but I think I saw a small plastic bin there. I don't know if that's what she was referring to.
It probably is, but we've got to find out where I put my Alice's bags. It's not going to be in there.
It's a Willis Keeper.
Yeah, well, that's probably where you put...
that doesn't matter. I have to hear today. Hello, happy morning to you.
And to yourselves, how are you two?
Oh, right, very fine, thank you. We're
looking for the poo bin.
That is round here, I'm sure.
Is it that one there?
Yeah, I know it's around here somewhere.
No, that's it. No,
we'd be glad to get rid of that.
Yeah.
What about regular beans? Like beans, regular beans, want to put like a dialysis bag, usual. Well, put it in there, I don't know if it's here as well.
Oh, get it, put it in the bin, darling, it stinks.
Yeah, put it in the bin.
Can't do any harm in there, or...
You got sandwiches in that place, though. People put sandwich in that dog poop then.
Oh, well.
People never surprise me.
Really. Well, people aren't going to get it out to eat, are they?
Yeah. So you two had breakfast?
No, not yet.
Just want to get him out, get all that out of him.
Yeah. Oh, he's lovely, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Niall.
Niall.
It's a lovely day.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you picked the right week.
Yeah, seems like we did.
I met a gentleman yesterday. He said to me, he's leaving this morning, him and his crew. But it's so unfortunate because they're leaving and it's going to get better now.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
When I looked at the weather last week, it said cloudy every day, so it changed.
Yeah.
At the last minute, thankfully.
Yeah, last week it was just grim. It was just dark.
Just, oh, it's horrible, like, when it's like that. Come here.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on, don't go in. Niall! Don't go in there saying hello to everybody. I've got a blooming cheek. Sit.
See you later.
Can you hold that, please, darling? He went in to say hello to everybody.
Yeah, run in there to go sell it to your new guest. Hello.
Come on, you div. Let's go.
I've got to find somewhere to wash my hands.
Yeah, no, there's probably toilets down there. They usually
probably do.
In the hotels, they usually have like toilets downstairs.
I'll be there.
At the bar.
One more.
Good morning.
Hello.
Happy morning to you. Are you living now?
Yes. We're just staying overnight.
That's the
We're
going to look down Sarah Raven's garden, if you know Sarah Raven.
No, we don't know anywhere around here. Is there one here?
It's Brightling. Yeah.
We don't really know it around here, do we?
No. We just saw this on the internet. Just came straight down here. We don't know where around here.
Oh, right. So it's new for both of you.
You can
smell mine, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh,
well, have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Can we just go in? I suppose we do.
I'll just go get you a seat. I'll wash my hands back now and start washing everyone up. You don't want to go home. I was seeing lots of people yesterday, seeing over there. Like a elite society, isn't it?
They're the masons or something.
Oh, you just got a little couple of sit down there. A lot of people just had.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Sit. I don't suppose it is. They have their own private lodges where they go normally.
I don't know where we're meant to be, but this is where we were yesterday. Okay, who do we meant to be in there?
What's that? It seems like there's nobody in this bit here.
Yeah, there's a little bit here.
It's warm in here.
Yeah,
it's quite stuffy in here.
You're not staying here, you're going to the other side.
Well, I don't know where we're supposed to go.
Hello, happy morning.
Where do we go?
You only have dogs in the bar.
It's the guide dog. He's been in here last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a guide dog, yeah.
Sit.
So when do we go?
You can sit here if you like.
Okay.
Thank you. Coffee, please. Do you want tea?
Yeah. I'm in the countryside. I mean, I need it, yeah.
Sit. Good boy.
One more.
The sun's coming in here, it must be. Is this the conservatory bit?
Yeah, this is the conservatory bit.
Is there any doors we can open?
What's the
inside? No, I like being in here, but it's just that sometimes I might have a door that opens to the outside.
Yeah, I'm in a very cool spot. It's in the coolest corner, that's why.
It's nice, I'm not complaining. Well.
Do you want to sit by the door?
Yeah, open it. And we'll get a nice bit of air coming in. There we go.
I know,
darling.
So sit down.
Okay.
When you sit down.
Oh, I had some chairs like this once.
Okay.
Can you open the door before you go?
Yeah, that's my idea.
Okay. Oh God, I have to bring that to breakfast. Come here, sit down. Good boy. Sit.
What is it called?
I'm not
that door.
Darling, the radiators are on.
Are they?
Feel that.
Oh,
My God. Whew, no wonder we're roasting.
She's coming now, so I can tell her about the dog and the radiator as well.
No, well, that doesn't matter about the radiator, but...
Leave that to you.
Okay. Thank you. No, is it possible to have the door open?
Oh, yes, I can do that for you.
It's just the radiator's on, it's really hot.
It's a bit warm in there.
Yeah, it is cold in the mornings now.
So,
if anyway,
I'll just wash my hands.
Look, if you go out here and turn left, there's the men's just on the right-hand side.
Will you give me 2 seconds?
All right. We've got one of these cavity air things, so... Sorry? Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind. Has everyone been and gone? Are we the last?
No, not quite. Oh. No, I'm still expecting a few more.
It's a lovely day, isn't
it? It's gorgeous. Push it down.
Thank you very much.
Just above the
yeah. You see that? Okay, yeah, I've got it. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Okay, with that milk?
Yes, please.
How much do you have?
I have just a normal amount of milk.
There we go, I think that should be okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. All right, yeah, sauce, give it a stir, yeah. Actually.
Do you have to sugar?
No, thanks.
No.
Thank you.
You're right.
You're good, simpleton.
Singleton, is that what
you're
saying?
No, simpleton.
Oh, simpleton.
Oh, you're good, aren't you? Aren't you? Good boy. Good. Sample this coffee. Very nice. Drink coffee in the mornings, but I'm on holiday, so they've got radiators like we have. They've got like vents in the top. Yeah, upstairs in the bedroom they've got all the really big old fashioned ones like we used to have at school that we used to sit on, and the teachers used to say we'd get piles, which I didn't, so that put that theory out the window. Me at least.
Better?
Yeah, it's nice. It's still warm, but it's nice warm and just a little bit of a breeze. So we got their radiators a bit like ours, aren't they, these ones with the things in the top.
What are you having for breakfast?
I don't know. I don't know what there is.
There should be a menu or something, right?
I don't.
The menu is there. We can do hot menu. Well, up at the buffet, we have different types of cereal, grapefruit segments, prunes, there's fresh fruit, and muesli.
Okay. What hot stuff do you do?
Hot stuff. We do a full English breakfast with poached egg, scrambled egg, or fried egg. Or we can do, we do the kipper, we do egg benedict.
What's that again?
Egg Benedict is it's poached egg.
Yeah.
With either smoked salmon or ham.
Okay.
And it's got a hollandaise sauce on it on a muffin.
You go first.
I would like some. What fruit have you got?
The fruit for the fresh fruit up there. We have bananas, apples, and pears.
I'll have an apple, please. And can I have an English breakfast as well? But I don't eat meat, so what does it...
The vegetarian comes with bubble and squeak.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Yes, please, and I'll have a poached egg.
Right, bubble and squeak. Poached egg. Okay. Tomatoes?
Yes, please.
Right, so bubble and squeak, poached egg and tomatoes.
Yeah.
Right. Would you like any toast?
Yes, please.
Brown or white?
Brown, please. Actually, white. I know I should eat brown, but I'm on holiday.
Yeah,
so.
Well, you're on holiday.
Yeah.
Right. And
pizza? I'll have everything except the toast. And then...
Not everything. You're not going to have the cereal, the kippers.
No. Yeah, I'm in the full English breakfast.
How
would
you like your
eggs done, sir? Friday.
Friday?
Yes, please.
Lovely. Just
going to
get the apple. Would you have a green apple or
a
red apple?
A green apple, please.
I'll have a red apple.
Red apple.
Thank you.
I think I'll take that one up for later.
Is there any chance, can I get a bottle of water?
Water? Yeah, it's still sparkling.
Still, you want?
Just normal still water. That's still water, right?
Yeah, okay, we'll get half of it.
Shall I read you the breakfast?
Yeah, go on.
We will serve fresh coffee for your choice of tea at your table. Please help yourself to our children fresh prepared selection on our breakfast buffet. Please help yourself to the bread or an English muffin or the buffet. On the buffet. It's a buffet over there. There's a lot of bread and what's that thing you'd rather buy?
Croissants
over there. And use the toaster provided. If you would prefer a member of staff to make your toast for you, please ask. We'll take your order for cooked breakfast. At the table. Please do not hesitate to ask a member of our restaurant staff regarding any special requirements or dietary needs. Start from the kitchen, you got porridge, served with honey, grilled fresh grapefruits with brown sugar. Alright, please choose your cooked breakfast from eggs cooked to your specification. Sussex back bacon, local sausage, fresh grilled tomato, button mushrooms, baked beans, black pudding.
Oh, I didn't tell her I wanted baked beans and mushrooms.
Yeah, I'll have the baked beans as well.
Can I have some baked beans as well? Thanks, yeah.
And mushroom, thank you. Locally smoked, flakly ash specialties. Supplement of £2.95. Locally smoked haddock fillet with a poached egg. Grilled smoked English caper. Oh, that's a bee there. Is that a bee? I'm going to have a...
Where is it? Is it a wasp?
No, I think it's a bee, actually.
Leave it.
Alright.
Just keep an eye on it though if you can.
Grilled smoked English keeper, eggs benedict, that's what you said to
me. Yeah, that sounds quite nice.
Oak smoked salmon and scrambled eggs. A selection of continental meats and smoked cheese.
Lots of things.
Thank you.
Lots of really nice things. Can I put your iPad over there?
Just pass it to me.
Okay.
A bit further, darling.
Oh, sorry, darling.
Have you had your coffee?
Yes, nice. That sounds just like a classic geezer. You found the toilet, okay?
Yeah, I found it. I wanted the cupboard first, though.
What's that, the cleaning cupboard?
Yeah, I think they got storage or something in there. Everyone was in there just wanting to open it.
People are very nice here, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I know it's their job, but they're not all... You know, I've been in hotel... remember our wedding hotel...
You mean Nigeria?
Yes. The staff had a fight outside our door, do you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
You said, they're going to be fighting in a minute. We were trying to dress up for the wedding. They're going to be fighting in a minute. All of a sudden, we had boom, boom, boom against the door. Boom, boom, boom. Funny. You had to go and sort it out. And I was going, oh, no. Just because he wouldn't let her have a bath in one of the guest rooms, would he?
He's the manager.
Yeah.
Wouldn't let her have a bath. She feels like she's the staff. After all, she's going to clean it afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obama just trying to tell them I'm the boss. You know what I mean?
And then we used to work every morning. There used to be women arguing out in that courtyard. But do you remember where the generator was?
Because they were prostitutes.
They used to be shouting their mouths off. Arguing, didn't they? When we stayed at Mama's and we went out one evening and someone was she was having an argument with someone because they called her a prostitute. Do you remember?
Yeah, sure.
What do they call her? What's that word?
A Sherwood.
How do you spell it?
S-H-A-W. A Sherwood.
She said, he called me, or whatever it is. Mamas.
You don't get a drama here, do you?
No, it's quite entertaining, though.
Actually, it is.
It really is. Because we've remembered it, do you know what I mean? Even all these, well, not these, all these years later, it's like nearly 4 years ago, we still remember it. Having that door up has made it a lot cooler now. The radiator's still on though. That sounds like Sam Smith, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it is. I don't think anyone else.
28 minutes and 36 seconds.
Oops, I've got a message.
Publish. Button. Time. Pause recording. Pause. 28 minutes and 28 seconds.
I'm not enjoying drinking tea, you know what I mean?
Tea's nice. I won't have coffee every morning, it's just a bit of a... something
second,
different.
My second cup.
Really?
Yeah.
Coffee's... it's not normally my choice to drink first thing in the morning, but... it's my holiday, so I can do things... I wouldn't normally eat a fried breakfast in the morning either. It's good they do the vegetarian breakfast, even if they're vegetarian... I suppose in the evenings you can have salads and stuff. One day I'll have I can have an omelette, can't I? As long as I haven't had eggs that morning for breakfast, I'll have an omelette. And one day I will try the vegetarian aubergine thing. And I can have fish and chips another day. Because they've got a lot of like shellfish, which I really shouldn't eat. You're like that though, aren't you? All that red mullet and all that.
What's that?
The shellfish. I don't know if that is shellfish mullet. I'm not sure. On their menu, you know.
Excuse me.
Oh, that is Sam Smith. Yeah, I called Werther this morning. He answered. He went, oh, hello.
Well,
I've got
the bad orders on
there. Yeah, because I woke him up, I suspect. It was 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
But, what's that?
Actually, not a glass.
Oh, your water. But, oh, there's our apple, my apple. Yeah, I'll have that later. If we go out somewhere, I'd like to buy a bit of fruit. Because whenever you go on holiday, that's one thing you don't get a lot of, do you know what I mean?
More food?
Yeah, in hotels, usually.
That's nice, the fresh ones.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's nice. But I miss my fruit, you know.
You see, is that same bottle you had yesterday? Had water.
Is it?
Yeah.
Flaxy ash. Still water, straight from the tap.
Yeah, it's all right, as long as it's clean.
Yeah. You're thirsty.
All night, I have been. I didn't want to wake you up. I was going to...
Because you've been drinking alcohol. I wasn't asleep. Until gone 4. You had a really good sleep.
That's when I woke up and I was testing.
Yeah, I know. But you had a good sleep. You had a really good sleep. Smell toast.
Yeah, I smelled it earlier. I like it smelling.
Oh, I love it.
I like bread.
You better.
I like bread if it's fresh. Like that one.
Yeah, that was lovely. That bread. It's really nice. It was so fresh, wasn't it?
No. If it's not fresh, I don't like it. Now you have toasted it. It's not fresh. You're not toasted. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah, see, I do like toast. Must admit, with butter on it, real butter, not margarine crap. Excuse me.
But that butter yesterday was alright.
Yeah, that's proper butter. That was real butter, that wasn't margarine.
Huh?
That was real butter, that wasn't margarine.
Yeah,
Very nice here. Isn't it? It's kind of it's friendly. It's not clinical, you know, like some of the hotels there, very like clinical, do you know what I mean? Everyone else must have eaten the bubble and squeak. Never mind, I might get that another day.
Have mine now. I want to try the apple.
The apple? Yeah. Well, eat it then. It's been kept cold. It's nice they do low-fat things like the bacon and stuff. Well, they might be from Kent, these apples, because the ones they made, they put with your pork, apparently, were Kentish apples. And pears. Kent's known for its fruit, you know. They grow a lot of fruit in Kent. Lots of apple orchards and things. They probably do here as well. Because, you know, we decided the border between Sussex and Kent people, so it's really all the same, it's the same, really. A different name. I wonder if you get service in here. Have you got service on your things?
I
might be able to ring one.
I haven't got my phone.
Oh. Let me pause this and
Alert. The leaf drop, save draft.
Hello, we're still sitting at the table. It's just about 10 o'clock. We've had our breakfast now. They'd run out of Bubble and Squeak, so they gave me two vegetarian sausages. Well, I really could have done with one, but they're Linda McCartney ones, which aren't my favourite, but I ate them. And then we had beans, tomato, mushroom. I had a poached egg, and I had a piece of toast, but they put it all on the toast, which in future I would ask for the toast separately, but it was very nice. I've had coffee and a green apple, which I'll take up to the room for later. Obi had a red apple and he had a full English breakfast without the toast, and he didn't like, he'd never eaten black pudding before, but he ate a little bit of it, but he didn't like it. Of course, I think it's totally gross. He's just gone up to the buffet because he's still hungry. He said he could eat it again. To see what he can get up there, and I said, I'm going to just have a piece of bread and butter, and I might have some more coffee. I just managed to speak to Ronan, but it was a very poor signal. That's the trouble when you're in the country, surrounded by like woodland and stuff. It tends to be very hit and miss. It's more miss than hit. Are you having some? He doesn't really like bread, like toast and stuff, but he likes fresh bread. My radiators are still on. When I get upstairs, I'm going to feed Niall, do dialysis, and see what we want to do. We might eat in here tonight and go out tomorrow. We'll see how we feel.
Do we?
Yeah? We're on audiobook again.
I just got a load of shit from doing it. I met a very nice gentleman. Do you know what he said?
What?
He said, I'm feeding the 5,000.
God. What an embarrassment.
Hold on. Nothing embarrassing about that, darling.
No, I'm joking.
Hold on, I will get some more. Little place like that. 1 second.
All right, thanks.
No, I won't. I'll see you around the way.
Sam Smith's album's finished and we've got something else on now. I can't think who it is. I know it. Yes, thank you.
Hello. Just taking the
all right, thank you.
Away.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Where's my coffee?
Sorry, can I have more tea like that?
Another tea?
Yes.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
I can't believe you're drinking all this tea. Have I still got some coffee left?
No, she's taking it away now.
Oh.
You want more?
I'll have some of your tea.
Just coffee there, joking.
Oh, you're such an idiot. Thank you.
I've got croissant, do you want croissant?
No, thanks, you have that. I'll just have a piece of bread, please.
I've got five for you, actually.
Five?
The man said, if you need 5,000, I said, yeah, me and my wife. I'm 1,000, she's 4,000.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want all that, darling.
Just when I went back, he said, how's the 4,000 doing?
I just want one piece.
You have to.
No, I just want one piece.
You don't have to finish it, darling. Just leave it there for the design purpose, you know what I mean?
Where's the butter? Do you like this bread?
That's white bread.
I know, but do you like it?
Don't you like it?
Yeah, but it's not like the bread we had last night.
Yeah, I'm just going to have it. I want to fill myself up.
Okay.
You got black currant jam if you want it.
Oh, yeah, actually, I think I will, you know.
Black currant jam is marmalade.
I think I like black currant jam.
It's cream bel passe.
What?
It's a cream tin.
What? Oh, I don't want that. I think that's for coffee or something. I don't know. Where's my knife?
What's what?
My knife.
The black currant and marmalade is next to you.
I think I'll have the black currant. Actually, I like marmalade on toast, but I prefer jam on bread. I know that doesn't make any sense, because actually, marmalade is orange jam. So I'm not exactly sure what the difference is, but...
Do you want a coffee or do you want tea?
I just have some...
Want tea for you?
I think I'll have some of your tea.
Would you like me to get you some more milk?
Sorry,
I don't know.
That's absolutely fine,
I
thank you.
Oh, you're a pain. Where's the black currant jam, baby? I'll have some of your tea, please. Can I?
Huh?
Can I have some of your tea?
Is there a name tag to it,
don't I? No, there isn't. Well, if there is, it's mine.
Yeah, it says mine after
that. It says mine. All mine. Or as Amelia used to say when she was a baby, it's mine. Everything was, it's mine! Mine!
I'd be a really baby.
Kids are like that, darling. When she was about starting to walk.
No, okay, darling.
I think they are quite possessive of. It's probably because she had two brothers that took everything off of her. Can you imagine being the last one in the line with them two divs? That's really?
They'll take your life away from you.
They will take everything away from you.
Even your life.
Exactly. Now you know why she grew up saying, it's mine!
You're gonna beat that silly one day. They must have. They must have bitter or something.
They probably did.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
There's something very English about bread and jam and tea.
There must be.
But it's more a tea time thing than a breakfast thing, really. Bread and jam is what you have for tea when you're kids. Sometimes when we were kids, that's all we had to eat.
Or bread and jam?
There was nothing else. I'm not joking about that.
You want coffee or you want tea?
Tea, please.
Pass me over the cup.
Because Classy Geese used to spend all the money on drink. So we just had bread and jam for dinner, bread and jam for breakfast.
You might have a bit of coffee tissue because there's just coffee under it, you know what I mean?
Doesn't matter. Go and wash it out. No, I'm joking.
It's too late.
I'm joking.
Okay.
What else did you get? Are you having croissant?
I'm having two croissants and four bread. I need to fill myself up.
Bone jam is nice. What have you got just butter on yours?
That cream jam works, right?
Okay.
I don't like marmalade on jam and all that, you know what I mean?
I don't very often eat marmalade or jam, but it's nice once in a while. Now, where's our room from here?
From here?
I know it's upstairs, but is it? It's on a corner. We're on a corner, aren't we? We must be, because we've got two windows on it.
We can see this rooftop of our room, you know what I mean? And behind is already house, I told you. I think it's part of the hotel, actually.
Oh,
I think that might be the spa area, actually.
Yeah. But we're on a corner, because we've got window one on one wall and a window on another wall. Now I am full up.
This song, what song is this song?
I can't hear it at the moment. Right, let me listen to it. I do know this. Something foreign sounding, like Spanish. Something kind of Spanish sounding, but I can't think.
That bee's on the table now.
Huh? A bee? Well, it's after the jam, I expect. Oh, who sings this? Hey, sister. I like this song, actually. Down and down. Where's that bee gone?
Which is it? I don't want to kill it.
No. If it's a wasp, see, if it's a wasp, they can sting indiscriminately. But if it's a bee, when they sting, they die. So they only want to do it as a last resort, do you know what I mean? And there's a big shortage of bees in this country now. And that means the plants don't get pollinated properly, so it's a sacrilege to kill a bee. Pardon me, or to make it sting you.
Have you ever been stung by a bee before?
No, I've not been stung by a wasp.
Have you ever killed a bee before?
Huh?
Have you ever killed a bee before?
Not intentionally, I might have done without knowing. I got stung by a wasp once when I was 15. I went to answer the phone, you know, like the old-fashioned phones where you pick up the receiver, like the ones we've got in our room. My hand on top of the phone.
Thank you.
No problem. Would you like anything else from the cold buffet?
I don't want anything, do you?
No.
He's a gannet.
I want to ask a question. I know it might sound a bit funny, but it's just a question.
Oh, no.
If you don't ask, you don't know. Do you?
Pardon?
If you don't ask, you don't know.
Okay, no problem.
Why you have breakfast?
I'm his interpreter.
Alright, yeah. I'll pay her real good, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Say that, tell her what I just said. Do you hear what I just said?
I didn't hear what you said.
I pay her real good.
He pays me very well.
Okay.
When you have breakfast, can you have two plates like that if you want to?
Pardon?
Can you have two fried breakfasts?
Some people do, yes. So some people have like a haddock and then they have a full English. Some people have an ex-benedict and then they have a full English.
Do you pay extra for that?
You pay extra for the specials, so...
But if he had... Could he have two like English breakfasts?
He could, yes.
Without paying?
I think you'd have to pay for the extra.
Well, there you go.
For English.
But if you want to, you can do that,
yeah,
can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
How much is it?
Yeah, that's going to be my next question.
It's £12.95 for full English.
Okay.
For breakfast.
Okay. And when you're having the first
keep
one,
filling up on the buffet.
Yeah, on the buffet, yeah. That's why I go to Trump's and all that. If you have English breakfast, can you have like two eggs, three sausages?
Yes, absolutely. You can just request it. So when myself or my colleagues come along, just say I would like three rations of bacon. We put times three on the ticket, and then the chef will give you that.
Oh, okay. So,
so that's better.
That's better. But you pay extra for that one as well.
Pardon?
You pay extra for that one as well.
Yes, you don't have to pay for it. You just have to say, and we can put it on the
table. Yeah, well, that's the best way to do it then.
That's like having double, actually, in one.
It would be, yes.
Now we know.
Okay.
No problem.
You're so informative. Tell her that. Thank you.
She got it.
Tomorrow I'm having 4 eggs.
20 eggs.
Oh, that's too 3-4 eggs.
Three, darling.
Three eggs. Yeah.
You don't, because some of the stuff you don't have to have it if you don't want mushrooms or.
No, almost more. I don't want no black pudding.
Well, I never have more than one egg because I would do, but they're bad for me. See, I have to be so careful. It takes a bit of the fun out of life, but well, you know, what can you do about it?
If you don't ask, you don't know.
No.
Now we know how to go around.
Yeah, because you could. Yeah, because you don't want to be going to paying £12 for another plate of food, do you?
Okay, I can have it all in one go.
Yeah, exactly. But don't take the piss too much.
I won't. 3 eggs. Two sausages. Two loads of beans. Or 3 loads of beans. It's quite small, right?
Yeah, they're tiny, them beans, actually.
Yeah. So, and tomatoes, maybe 2 tomatoes.
I'm going to ask for some fried bread next time. I don't know if they do it, but I don't really like the vegetarian sausages. I don't want them again. I'd rather, if I knew I could have had more of things, I'd have had that. Do you see what I mean? Mm. I'd have had more tomatoes. More beans. Beans and tomatoes and mushrooms are fine for me. Eggs, not so good, but.
Yeah, a bit more butter, I think.
I think she's cleared it away, darling. I'm going to have my last bit of bread, I might as well. Why not? The sun's coming through the window. The door. Oh, I didn't know that. Marmite, good. I've never known that in a hotel before. Is there any more jam or anything? What was that?
Jam?
Yeah, what was that?
Got bread, anyways. We've got marmalade there, though.
Give me that one. I bet we've made a right mess at this table. It's like the 5,000 have actually been at the table.
Yeah, that's probably right. You're 4,000, I'm 1,000. That's what I said to the manager.
A bloody cheek.
When I went back,
I don't think so. It's the other way around.
He said, how's the 4,000 doing?
They probably see me think, oh, yeah. She's
the
one
that 4,000.
She's the one that eats all the food.
She might be 4 or 5, actually. He's just 500.
And 4 million you are.
I don't even know
what's going on. Bloody you do.
I know you like to put them on me, but sadly it's not true.
Look, I'll tell you what I've eaten today, and this is a lot for me. Actually, I've had 3 slices of bread. That's very fattening. But
is it?
Hmm.
Bread fattening?
Yeah.
All
right. It is, carbohydrates.
I'll tell you what's meant to be fat and oil is fattening.
The butter's fattening, and the jam and the marmalade is fattening. The egg is fine, because it wasn't fried, it was poached. Sausages are okay.
Is that all? Okay.
No, I mean, they're not fattening, but they're not really fat. They're not fried. They don't fry them.
What do you do?
Probably grill them or put them in the microwave. The beans aren't really fattening. Not that amount, anyway.
Have people been on holiday as well? Funny, is that you miss work a bit?
No. That's really insulting.
Why?
Because you'd rather be at work than with me.
No, that's not what I mean, darling. See, you like to look at negative things in life. Look at living from negative angle, that's what I meant.
Well, I've never missed work when I'm not there.
Maybe it's because I actually like my job. I just remember, I'll be on the gates now, helping people out.
Well, you can help me out instead.
You need help?
Yeah.
What do you need help with?
Lots of things.
Like?
My dialysis.
How fun. That's not kind of how people would do
it. It's the sort of thing you can help me with. I've got to sort out a better arrangement for scales. It didn't really work that well, honestly.
Where did you put it on?
On the top of the boxes. It meant they had to move everything else off.
Is that what you did?
Mm. But it's not really satisfactory for hygiene reasons.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking of moving the tray off the table, the coffee table, and putting the scales on there. I'm moving it over a bit. I think that'll be the best solution.
Yeah.
Because moving the kettle and everything off that table and moving the table over. Next, do my dialysis on the boxes like I did yesterday, but when it comes to the scales, put the scales on the coffee table. I might not even have to move it. I can probably just stretch it over, but I'll have to move the tea tray off of there. Do you see what I mean?
I'm glad it's solid.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Are you hot?
Not too much on Africa, I remember.
Yeah, but you haven't been in Africa for a while. Radiator's going off now. It's gone off. I think before we go back upstairs, we'll take him out again, because he might need to do another, you know. And I'll give him his food. Poor thing, he hasn't had his food yet. There is stuff in our faces. Sorry, not that.
This guy down here, they're so nice. I can't, you know, I'm not really one person to, when I go to this, I want to tip people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not my thing, but I kind of want to tip these guys. You know what I mean?
Hmm. Well, they don't charge service charge.
Yeah, no, but I know. I'm only on the last day when we're leaving, is that right?
Hmm.
They're very nice.
Let's see what our bill is first.
I'll be alright. I'll be alright. I would give them a very nice tip, actually.
Let's see what this tea is like.
Toffee
or cheese. No, I haven't tried it yet.
Can I mix coffee and tea together? What can I do?
Yeah. Doesn't smell of coffee. It's nice actually, it doesn't taste of coffee.
I'm the tea connoisseur.
How many teas have you had this morning?
That's my fifth tea
day. Oh my good God, you're just so excessive.
The thing is, I didn't know about the other options. Have an extra seven. All I'm doing is stuffing myself up because I don't want to be hungry later. That's what I'm doing. If I knew about it, I don't think I would need bread at all.
I know.
You know what I mean?
You would just have 3 sausages, 3 eggs, several lots of beans.
Yeah, that's what I would have done. You know what I mean? I think I need this cream actually.
Hmm? You need what?
This is like cheese actually, just cream is it.
Oh yeah, it probably is. What's it called again?
Cream. Bell, P-A-E-S-E, Bell Paris.
It probably is cheese, probably cream cheese. That's quite nice on toast, actually.
I think it's nice, it'll be nice on the bread.
Be nice on the bread as well. How many bits of bread you got left?
This is the last one now.
Have you eaten your croissants?
There's still one to go, actually.
Right, so let me just recap what you've had. 5 cups of tea. A full English breakfast, you didn't eat all of the black pudding. You didn't have any toast. How many slices of bread? 5?
This is the fifth one now.
5 slices of bread and 2 croissants. Excuse me.
All I've had comes from nowhere close to
what you could eat.
No.
I know that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh. What's that nigga's name on Audible, right? It's a lot.
You're on Audioboo now.
I know.
Darren. You and Darren are meant to have a competition.
Darren will beat me hands down.
I don't think he would, actually. I think it will be a very close-run thing.
I don't know if I can compete with that man,
I don't think you could. I don't think he can compete with you on alcohol.
If it was on, say, empty stomach, maybe I could do, you know what I mean? But I don't want to get too full because...
No, I don't think...
There's space for alcohol, you know what I mean?
I don't. Yeah. I think it will be close.
If we go ahead, that
if you went head to head.
I think I don't eat a lot, though.
Yeah, but so do you.
I don't eat. I don't touch food.
Darling, you eat a lot. No, you eat more than anybody I've ever known.
You go straight to hell, darling. You lie. You tell lies to
a lot. I do not.
You know Darren, don't you?
I know Darren.
So
yes.
What are you talking about? Anybody you ever know.
But I don't know. I've only ever heard him eat meals like. Normal meal. Sometimes he's had 2 starters.
I think, one thing is, if we're going to have a competition, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be something that
he
I like.
He needs a loan from the bank, the pair of you.
No, I think it's got to be something I like as well, lads.
Well, yeah, obviously.
I don't like burgers, and you know what I mean?
Well, no. Well, what you'd have to do is you get a load of Nigerian food. I don't know how you'd compare it, though.
That's what I'm trying to say.
And he would get what he likes. He likes, like, stir fries, and he likes venison. That's one thing you missed out on here, because at Scotland you would have had venison. I think you would have liked that.
I have a liking for some.
Huh?
I am awake with the sun.
I can feel it too, but am I not? It's shining on my head.